Hi, I'm Pete and I play guitar.
I'm James, I play bass.
I'm Tarek and I play drums and sing.
I'm Andy and I play guitar as well.
So have you just flown into Jersey? What do you think of the island?
Yeah, we just flew in this morning, glorious weather. The beaches look really nice as well that we flew over. It's got a bit of like a mainland Europe-y feel, like slightly Spanish kind of architecture and stuff, but so it's been really nice so far.
Yeah. Oh yeah, our driver who dropped us here, he was telling us about the island. He took us on a bit of a detour to get to the festival just to show us around, and it's like there's so much variety so quickly. Yeah. So you know, from the city centre all the way to the countryside in about 10 minutes. And he said there's some good surf here, which is quite cool. I didn't know that, so yeah. I might come back for a weekend.
Cool. So coming towards the end of the festival season, have you had a busy one this year?
Yeah, like we've pretty much played everything you can think of, honestly, and had some amazing moments as well, some really, really fun times.
Okay. Yeah, we went to Australia as well, and yeah, we've still got a couple more shows to do for the festival season throughout September. And then we go on the headline tour in Europe and the UK.
Is that your first headline tour?
This will be our third or fourth.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
good.
But probably our second big headline tour. Like the one we did one in May, which was quite big as well. But this is definitely like our biggest yet.
Yeah. Okay. And so when do you get in the studio to do more recording? Because
I have no idea. No, we kind of I think we have a little bit of time off in December and January, so I imagine we'll probably start thinking about doing something then. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so I present BBC Introducing. You guys have done quite a lot with Introducing lately. I mean, it's playing the Radio 1 big weekend and other things. Do you think Introducing is quite an important thing for bands like you guys?
Yeah, definitely. I think, well, like, I remember when we first uploaded our first song to the BBC Introducing webpage online, and it was Let's Ride, and it got played quite quickly. And you know, ever since that was back in 2012, we've always had Introducing play our stuff. And they've always been a really big support, especially like the Manchester crew. And yeah, and you know, off the back of that, obviously it's kind of led us to get exposure on other BBC radio stations, as well as, you know, getting new fans to shows and stuff like that. So it is really important, and it's really simple to do if you're a band. You know, you just upload your music and they will listen to it, and you know, if they like it, they'll play it, you know.
It's got to that point quite quickly. I mean, you guys, you know, from 2012 to now, 4 years is quite a quick time to go from just uploading your first track to playing quite high up festivals and doing your own headline shows. What's next?
So after the headline tour, we're gonna, like Pete said, try and write some more music and just play as many shows as possible. You know, like January, February, we're hoping to get back out on the road straight away. Hopefully go back to America in November if we can, and you know, so it's, yeah, just more music basically, as much as possible, and maybe a little week off here and there, just have a little chill, you know?
Yeah. Okay, and finally, what can we expect from you guys when you play here at Jersey Live?
Something fast and loud. I don't know, try and put a lot of energy into our live sets, so hopefully we'll be able to bring that again today.
Sorry, just one more. You play drums and sing.
Yeah.
It's quite an unusual setup for a band. What sort of reaction do you get to that when you're sort of first doing it and people first see it?
I felt like when we first used to do it, people were a bit confused. Yeah. But then a lot of people come up to you afterwards and are like, wow, I've never seen that. Or, you know, it's very rare you see that. So it's never had a negative effect on us. And the guys are like, you know, each of them in their own respect is a frontman. Like, they're all very, like, energetic. We all jump around on stage and, you know, there's something for everyone to look at. if you want a band who are shredding all day and jumping around, and, then we do that.